Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message.
Yup.
You have a new text message.
Text Roulette, what can we help you solve? You text it in, 414-432-1099. But then you're going to say, Elizabeth, radar, how do you pick my text? Well, we got to spin the wheel. Find out where we land.
28.
We will scroll over here to 1228. Went really fast. I've been on and off with a guy for 15 years or so. How do I know if it's time to let go and move on, or if it is still worth hanging on to? This comes from Aaron. Said you can use my name.
Female Aaron? How's it spelled?
E-R-I-N.
Girl, yes. Aaron.
Girl Aaron. On and off with a guy for 15 years or so. How do I know if it's time to let go and move on, or if it's still worth hanging on to? You want some more like background to this situation?
Here's a very easy answer.
We'll text Aaron back here.
Okay, go ahead. What do you think?
You need to move on. Because
Dunzo?
You asking the question and that it's been 15 years tells me you're not getting out of this what you want. And if that's a commitment, well, what's the holdup?
We got some bubbles from Aaron. Hang on. Okay, keep going.
What is the holdup here? I say it is time to move on. It is time to move on because the longer that you hang on to this person, the less likely the person you are meant to be with is going to be in your life because you're tied up with somebody else.
Aaron does say, in this follow-up text, just said, give us a little bit more behind this situation. I mean, of course, it's easy to say, well, you've been on and off for 15 years. Just move on. I fell in love with my friend who seems to be non-committed to having a relationship. I have not tried to see anyone during this 15-year period. I had thought he was the one.
He's not.
But he doesn't. It's kind of like that, you know what, or get off the pot. My old man used to say all the time, let's do it or we're done. Move over.
Poop or get off the pot.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Let's go to Sarah here on line number one.
Okay.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for calling into Text Roulette. What advice do you have for this McListener?
I agree with you, Elizabeth. I think that she needs to be done. If you're questioning whether or not you should stay, that is the answer.
Especially after 15 years, huh?
15 years. And like, it doesn't have to end up in marriage, right? Marriage is not for everybody, but it sounds like her partner is not ready to commit to her. Why are you wasting your time?
Why hold on to that hole?
Don't waste the pretty is what I've always heard from people. Don't waste the pretty. You don't get prettier as you get older. Move on. Let someone else enjoy this.
Wait a second. The mic is dropped. Sarah, wait a second. I feel like many people can become more attractive as they get older.
Men do. Women don't.
Yes.
They definitely do not get more pretty as they get older.
It's like a bottle of wine.
Don't waste the pretty. Sarah, that is so funny. Have you ever been in a situation, though, looking back, you're like, what was I doing? I knew better.
I literally am out of a situation just like this. I mean, it wasn't this long, but it was someone who clearly could not commit. And anyone who's listening who recognizes my voice knows exactly who I'm talking about. But yes.
Wow. Yes. How did you finally get out of it, though? Like, what was the big moment where you realized this needs to stop?
I think, honestly, like, the guy was telling me, like, you need to go to therapy. And I was like, I do need to go to therapy because I need to end this and be done with it.
To get away from you and therapy from you and the situation you've put me in.
Yep. So that's it.
And you know, have you ever heard this also as well, Sarah? People talk about the greatest love of your life should be yourself.
Yes.
It's the longest relationship you're ever going to be in. Yeah.
And they shouldn't make you question things. They shouldn't, like, make you go through this mental turmoil.
Okay, so Sarah, this is Aaron's text into the text line.
Because she left her name.
Yep, on and off with a guy for 15 years or so. How do I know if it's time to let go, move on, or if it's still worth hanging on to? What if Aaron goes to the guy and says, okay, we're done. I am totally done. And that's when he says, oh, okay, no, I don't want to lose you. now I want to be with you. Is that good?
Would
you... Oh, they always do that?
They always say that. Of course, like being alone is scary for a lot of people. And mm-hmm. so even though he's not ready to commit, this is a big safeguard for him, right?
Yeah,
he's
it's comfortable.
Sitting there. Yeah, it's very comfortable for him. And who knows what he's doing on the side? Maybe nothing. Maybe he's being, you know, loyal and she doesn't mm-hmm. know. But if she's questioning all this stuff, that I feel is time for her to leave.
And even if he says, hey, no, wait, okay, this is, you're right. I need to commit to you. Would you still walk away or would you give it another go?
I think they should go to couples therapy and see what's going on.
And see what happens. Okay.
If it yeah. gets to that point. But don't be with anyone that's holding you back. Holding you back from living your fulfilled life. I mean, really, life is so short and it yeah. can change in an instant. And spend it with those that are growing with you and not holding yeah. you back. Well, Sarah, you are really inspiring. And we love that line. I wrote it down now. It's in my notes. I'm saving it forever. Sarah said it. Mm-hmm. Don't waste the pretty. Though I will
Boom.
Say, aging is beautiful. It really is.
Aging is beautiful. But I'm just saying, like, you know, with you, everyone thinks about when they were 20 and they wish they were like, you know, you're thinking your 20s like, oh, I look like this. I'm fat. I'm blah, blah, blah. But really, like, we're all like, oh, man, if I could go back and look how I looked when I was 20, right? I'm 47.
Be more in the present. Enjoy yeah. you're at right now.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to look back and miss these days.
Absolutely.
Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Preach.
Now, wait a minute. Is it Sarah with an H or no H?
Yes, with an H. Yes.
Okay.
Sarah, who's young at heart.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Young at heart, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah,
yeah.
for calling into the
Thank
show. This is great advice.
Good.
Yeah, you as well. Anybody
Thank
else
you.
Have something else that you want to add to help out Aaron here? I mean, Sarah really got right to it.
Yes, she did.
And I feel like this is solid advice.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to move on.
414-432-1099. We'll still take your calls for text roulette.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Text roulette this morning. Been on and off with a guy for 15 years or so. Should I let it go and move on, or is it still worth hanging on to? You got Elizabeth and Radar. And hi, who's this?
This is Victoria.
Victoria, what do you have to say about our mixed texter? What kind of advice do you have?
Oh, let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
15 years.
Yep. I was going to scare everyone if I sang, so I didn't sing. But yep.
But that's a long time. I mean,
I
if you think about
for over 10 years.
You were.
And I wasted the pretty.
Oh.
I absolutely wasted it.
So you were dating this person for 10 years and there was non-committal. Mm-hmm. What kept you in the relationship?
Well, we lived together and, you know, I totally loved him. Totally loved him. And I had already been married. I was married previously for 23 years. Mm. And then I met this guy after I got divorced. And he was, you know, the one to me.
Yeah, that's what Aaron sounds like in this text message we got from her. Okay.
Yeah. We even dated again a couple years later, shortly. But then I was like, this is not going to work because I always wanted him back, even though I was the one that left. We got in an argument over something really stupid. And he said to me, if you don't like it, you can get the fluke out of my house. And in my head, I just said, okay, done. I started looking for a place. I found a place, rented it for 4 months and paid the rent for 4 months before I moved out.
Jeez.
Because I kept thinking he would want me to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I told him I was leaving, he said, oh, okay. I was like, what? In my head.
Oh, and Vicky. But now, like, where do you think that stems from? Because it sounds to me like you just had really low confidence at that point.
I did. Mm-hmm. Still, I love him. I would never go back to him. He's a good person. He just can't commit. He's never been married. I'm 55 now, and he's not dating anyone, can't commit to anyone. And I let him just wear me down.
Mm. I was going to ask you, like Sarah had said, you know, marriage, you don't have to have a relationship with marriage. You know, you can not get married, but what kept you away from him? Is it just, like you said, wearing you down? That was going to be my question.
Yeah, yeah. And I, you know, I, like you said, I didn't have to be married. I just wanted to be the one his person. Like, if he would have asked me, I could have been, and I told him, I could have been engaged for the rest of my life. I didn't actually have to get married. I just wanted to know that I was the one. And he knew that for years, and still nothing. And we would go out with friends, and we'd be sitting with friends, and people would be getting engaged and getting married and all this stuff. And so many times we're sitting together, and he's like telling them, well, when you meet the person, you know, and you know it's the one, you know it's them.
That's what he would say to the friend group?
And your heart is just breaking.
And you're right there.
Right? Yep. When you know. That's what he would say. And he'd be like, congratulations to you guys.
Wow.
But also, isn't it interesting when people say, you know, when it's love? You also know deep down when it's not. It's just you need to be willing to admit that.
Right. And if she's asking that question, they're absolutely right. If you're asking the question, you're just going to keep holding on for years. And I do look back and think, wow, I just wasted so much of my life. I kind of wrecked my relationship with my kids because we lived together, and then he didn't want to have the kids around, but they were older. So I rented a house for my daughter and son to live in.
Oh,
they were
Vicky.
Yeah, they were older, though. I mean,
but look, but still, when you know better, you do better. Mm-hmm. And you are speaking your truth to help someone else who needs to hear that tough love from someone that's been through it, to say, you're asking the question, should give you the answer already.
Vicky, how are things going? How are things going now for you in your life?
I have been single for almost 7 years, and I don't like it. I'd love to meet somebody, but I'm not like going to go to bars and go to places like that. So I don't have a lot of friends. I just am doing my thing.
You should come to our listener party at Summerfest.
Yes, yes, you should definitely, Vicky. But Vicky, also, you are winning in life because you have chosen yourself over this guy. Like, I hope you can see that you can see this guy was just wearing you down. Like, that wasn't going to be a better option for you if you wanted to have a happy life and a fulfilled life. And I hope you're still leaving your heart open to the possibility. It's never too late to find love. Love isn't just for the young of heart.
Right, definitely. You're right. You're right on all accounts. And I am leaving my heart open. I'm open to the possibility of meeting someone. I'm all for it. I just am not for guys that want to meet you and, you know, go to bed right away. I'm not like that. I want to get in a relationship. I want to get to know someone.
You want to connect.
I'm not going to waste my life hurrying up and doing something I don't want to do when they're not the one for me. And I don't even know if they're the one, because I don't even know them really, you know?
Right. And we're going to send this information back to the mixed listener, Aaron, who sent in that text question. And we're glad that you are working on yourself and hopefully getting into a better place.
Go Vicky! Victory, yeah, Vicky!
Woo-woo!
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space: Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory, that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series, What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
a three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.